The big news, or there's a bunch of big news today. One of them is this. It's nice that Pennsylvania may get a budget passed soon so that they could take the holiday break and then get right back to work when they could work on the next budget. That's how far they're behind. So great job, Harrisburg. Good work. Make sure you keep cashing that check. Anyway, in other news, there's this.
Democrats on the House Oversight Committee said the emails, quote, raise serious questions about Donald Trump and his knowledge of Epstein's horrific crimes, unquote. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt raised questions about the Democrats and accused them of selectively leaking the emails. Secretary Levitt also went to great lengths to discredit author Michael Wolff, whose emails with Jeffrey Epstein were among those released. Levitt called the stories, quote, bad faith efforts, unquote, to distract from President Trump's accomplishments. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Linda. There's a little more.
What Democrats on the House Oversight Committee allege is that the president may have known more about Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged illegal behavior. However, the president has denied any wrongdoing. He has not yet responded to this release. We did try to ask Speaker Mike Johnson about it a short time ago, but he too did not respond to our questions.
All right. This is the easiest thing in the world to predict. At 866-391-1020, we'll talk about that. A bunch of people calling in and want to talk about my back. We could do that as well. Thank you much. But anyway, this is the easiest thing to predict. We have two camps. We are going to have two camps. We will always have two camps. And the two camps are this. People like Caroline Levitt who say, pay no attention to those emails. My guy is scot-free and he's going to remain scot-free. The facts is all out there. He's the president. Keep it moving. Don't look anywhere else. And then you have the other side. Fry the guy, he's a pedophile, get him out of office, it's proven. Now, I will read verbatim from CNN. Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted sex offender whose death by suicide has spawned intense scrutiny of the high-profile people he knew, mentioned Donald Trump by name multiple times in private correspondence over the last 15 years with an associate and an author in Trump's orbit, according to newly released emails from Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. The emails to longtime Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted of sex trafficking after Epstein's death, and the author Michael Wolff include conversations in which Epstein asserts Trump spent significant time with a woman whom oversight Democrats describe as a victim of Epstein's sex trafficking. The emails also include a message in which Epstein asserts Trump knew about the girls, seemingly in a reference to Trump's claim that he kicked Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago club for poaching young women who, well, worked there. Now, the emails were released Wednesday, that's today, by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee, we know all this, who obtained them after subpoenaing Epstein's estate earlier this year. Trump did not receive or send any of the messages, which largely predated his time as president, and he has not been accused of any criminal wrongdoing in connection with Epstein or Maxwell. Wolff, the author, told CNN, I don't quite remember the context, but I was engaged then in an in-depth conversation with Epstein about his relationship with Trump, and this seems to be part of that conversation. So there we are. We will have some people, and this will never change, say this is a smoking gun. We will have other people say, my guy's not charged with any crime or accused of criminal wrongdoing. Plausible deniability and full deniability. Move on, keep it moving. So what'll happen is we will spend an inordinate amount of time focusing on this, talking about this, when nobody is going to budge from either camp. And to be quite frank, nothing is most likely going to happen. Some people will move to try to get Trump impeached. Probably not happen. Some people will move for the feds to show up at the White House with handcuffs. Never going to happen. So what we'll have is an argument that simply goes back and forth perpetually like a ping pong match.